This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hi, welcome everyone to our leadership conversation series on all things work brought to you by Sherm and Oracle. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about translating workplace flexibility into employee equity. Over the past year, the one thing we've all learned is that remote work does work. But what comes next? As every business is charting their own course for their return to office, there are now multiple options for where and how a workforce can operate. Fully remote, fully in person. More flexible hybrid formats with a few days in and perhaps a few days remote. Or even allowing work hours that are flexible and outside of the traditional 9 to 5. Well, joining me today is Rachna Sambayo, Vice President Human Resources at Oracle Corp APAC. And we will be discussing the various paths and models and how workplace flexibility can translate into employee equity. Welcome to the session, Rachna.
Thank you, Rachna. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I agree, it's a very, very important topic.
Yeah, and we're very excited to get this conversation going. But before that, let me give you all a quick introduction about Rachna. Rachna is based in Singapore and she's an established HR leader. Her forte is in enabling businesses to achieve real outcomes through innovative human capital strategies. She has over 28 years of experience across industries and geographies ranging from the Middle East and Africa to Australia, all the way to Japan and across Asia Pacific. Wow. She is a true thought leader and has led transformation initiatives for businesses, including leadership transformation, redefining recruiting and talent retention strategies, as well as creating diversity and inclusion frameworks. She believes that authentic leadership, brand credibility, agility, and diversity are the forces that will shape the new workplace. Organizations that leverage these factors to build a collaborative work culture will be irresistible for talent. Rachna has been with Oracle for over 11 years, and in the past, she's also worked with technology MNCs, including Microsoft, Nokia, and HP. And so once again, Rachna, warm welcome and really, really impressive work portfolio that you've had over your 28 impressive years of experience. So, you know, Rachna, you've had this, you know, expanse of experience, especially from a geographical perspective. So you really do understand dynamics that work across different countries and regions. So looking at those dynamics and the way that, you know, work is now transitioning for organizations in very different ways, what are some of the pros and cons of the different models within this new flexible workplace in your perspective, from your perspective?
So thank you, Rachna, once again. Thank you for a very warm welcome good introduction, a very exciting introduction on a very important topic. So let's face the reality. And the reality is that COVID-19 pandemic has pushed everyone, like no one is left out, everyone in an unprecedented, abrupt way into a global experimentation of remote working. So therefore, everyone's routines are disrupted. We don't have established routines. It has made every business rethink the way they work and operate. Even education sector needed to change quickly and swiftly. Us parents, I've got two kids, would not have thought 2 years ago in a way and manner. Our children are adapting to new way of learning. Oracle published its study, AI at Work 2021 Global Study, titled Back in the Driver's Seat, Employees Use Tech to Regain Control. Oracle's survey of nearly 15,000 employees, managers, HR leaders, and C-suite executives in 13 countries found that a staggering 93% had used the past year to reflect on their personal and professional lives and think about the future. So think about that, Rachna. I'm sure I had that thought as well, and I'm sure you had that thought as well, is that what's the purpose in life? What that last 2 years have done, you know, in terms of when you see things around you. So that reflection led to significant findings that companies cannot ignore. 88% of JPAC respondents maintained that the meaning of success had been redefined for them with work-life balance, mental health, and flexibility becoming top priorities. A hybrid or flexible workplace is here to stay. Let's acknowledge that, right? It's not going anywhere. Some companies have started to talk about going completely remote with no physical office presence, or some still expecting employees to be back at work, and many are opting to flexibility. There are many advantages of a flexible workspace, as organizations can do effective space management, space optimization, ensuring that the workplace does not feel so empty or crowded. It can also help with the facilities cost, reduction in office commute, less traffic, hassles of transportation, and as a result, will help reducing carbon footprint, which is so needed, right? Last 2 years have taught us that we human beings do like physical social interactions, and therefore, having a flexible workspace with employees having access to a physical workspace will help with engagement. Hybrid work adoption will allow employees to switch between different environments according to their needs and objectives. As a result, when they go into the workplace, they will feel more purpose-driven about doing so. Flexibility offered to suit each employee's personal needs offers different options for a blended lifestyle, especially employees with care responsibility, you know, elder care, sick care, child care, etc., can take advantage of the flexible working options. Fully remote models, in my opinion, can have some challenges, right? So let's talk about those challenges, what those could be. Remote employees may find it harder to communicate with people on site. Spontaneous conversations, immediate responses, face-to-face interactions, they all help to build workplace relationships and culture. There is no line between work and home. Blended lifestyle, work and home together in the same setup. We all know that very well for the last 2 years, right? This could become a discomfort for people when they really need to have me time, a family time. Organizations will need to ensure that they have the right technology, tools, and resources to support hybrid working. For example, having high quality video and audio equipment in the workplace as well as in the remote work location. Invest in HR solutions that keep the employee productivity up, right? Fast and reliable internet connections, both at work as well as in the remote working environment. All these things are going to be looked into, thought through when organizations are looking at the remote or hybrid workspaces.
A lot of complexity, Rachna. You know, there are so many options. There are so many rights and wrongs, I think. And I'm sure you are seeing that at Oracle as well in your own journey as you are, you know, trying to find the right fit. That, you know, there will be some bit of trial and error, some bit of collective learning on how we can, you know, look at the right fit for our organizations. So let me ask you, even from the experiences that you are having currently, and I'm sure you've been thinking about this and planning for it, you know, in terms of what is the right fit for your team and how do organizations really view this from their framework of the type of organization they are, the culture they have, the kind of industry they're in, the type of, you know, job role, different job roles. So how does one go about trying to figure out the right fit?
Very important. Very important. A crucial question for all businesses, all leaders, all managers, and all HR practitioners, right? What's the best fit? So the last 2 years have proved that many businesses have done very well with teams working virtually. Given this, at no point should organization mandate that physical presence is a must. Even for most functions, for example, sales and marketing, which were considered impossible to do remotely, have done equally or even better in the last 2 years, in spite of the virtual work setup, right? There are industries and type of roles within a company that pretty much have to be in the workplace. Engineering, manufacturing, retail, F&B, hospitals, hospitality, etc. It will also depend on the geographical differences. For example, in highly dense cities like Hong Kong or in some other cities in Japan, India, China, where the typical home size can be very small and there is no space for home office, it can be distracting and sometimes detrimental to productivity to ask employees to work from home. In countries where homes are bigger, work from home can be a very, very attractive option. Also, in urban centers where traffic conditions are horrendous, let's take Jakarta, Bangkok, Manila as an example, employees used to spend 3 to 4 hours daily commuting. Then working from home also makes a lot of sense for employee welfare. You're not stuck in the traffic. You can save all that time. I also think it depends on the stage the company is in. If it is a mature organization where there are well-established structures, tools and technologies available, business cadence, working from home is very viable. If it is a startup that it is still trying to be agile in responding to a fast-changing environment where you don't know on a Monday what fires you may be fighting on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, it might impede the agility of the company. If the startup works remotely, it is possible to make it work, but decisions get made and actions get implemented faster if most people are in the office. It will also depend upon the maturity of the people of your team. If there's a high degree of reliability and responsiveness, work from home is very viable. Else, if you note that the productivity drops a lot and deadlines are missed habitually, then working back in the office should be considered. Therefore, the best fit option should only be decided by considering some of these factors. It does not mean going back to the pre-COVID setup, rather than offer an option which is best suited and win-win for both the organization and the individual and the teams. As the nature of the career is changing, workforce dimensions are also shifting, and so do employee demands. Today, employees place a higher premium on flexibility, creativity, and purpose at work. Organizations will need to consider flexibility for retention by giving employees more control over their schedules and working environments. Does that make sense, Arshana?
Yes, I think absolutely. And I, you know, totally agree with you. It can't go back. You know, it's not like a on and off button where we're just going to go back to the way things were. It's changed us all forever, whether it is at an individual, personal level, as professionals, employees, and as organizations. Yeah. The expectations, the relationships, the equations have all completely changed, perhaps for the better, for different for sure. You know, time will tell.
Absolutely, Rachna. Absolutely.
So, Rachna, you were talking about, you know, the way the whole dynamics are changing and what are the different expectations and how organizations should really look at the right fit for them. And you talked a bit about earlier in terms of some of the steps, but, you know, you touched upon it, but can we maybe a little bit talk in detail on what are steps that organizations should be taking to address the need for remote, in-person, and hybrid workers?
Yeah, absolutely. There are many steps that the companies either are taking or will need to take to address these multidimensional needs of the workers. So let's name a few of them: wellness, enablement, compliance. So let me talk through them, what these are. Wellness. So I talked about right at the beginning of the session, our AI at Work Global 2021 study that Oracle did, where 80% of the JPEG respondents shared that the past year negatively impacted them, with 20% stating that they felt lonely than any other year before, and 22% feeling disconnected in their lives. I think it sounds relatable, right? I think many of us have gone through that in the last 2 years, personally as well, right? Employee mental well-being and physical well-being has taken a toll. Hence, it is important that organizations call out this step exclusively and chalk out plans to continuously address this, more so in the new hybrid workspace. Managers must create opportunities to engage equally with those team members that they see through screen, as we have been doing a lot through the screen, right? As those they may see in person. Organizations must ensure managers are continuously provided with the skills needed to identify and support individuals struggling, maybe with mental health challenges. Managers should not feel like they're responsible for their team's mental health, as an example, but it is critical managers know how to spot issues and what to say or what actions to take or what to do. At Oracle, that's why we have a mental health education program for our managers, to help them to be aware of signs and symptoms of mental illnesses and do their part in creating a psychologically safe workplace. We have a similar session for employees as well. Now let's talk about the next important aspect, which is the enablement for managers. The key to success of any change are the change champions. And in any organization, that is mostly the managers. As one of the leaders I worked with, he said, the first line managers are the lifeline of any of our organization. And I think that's very true. Hence, it is important that enablement pertaining to relevant trainings, resources, FAQs are put up for them to be able to help them and their teams as the organizations go through the change. Compliance pertaining to local country, regional norms, to remote, in-office, hybrid working, shortly to be covered as duty of care aspect of the employers. This refers to looking at various laws that govern working from home and the associated requirements pertaining to that. Health and safety management, including ergonomic checks to ensure the workplace is a safe one. Vaccination checks at entry points. Some countries, it's mandated, whilst in the others, it is not. Guidance and company policy on hybrid working. Establishing a policy document, for example, that outlines the core company philosophy pertaining to hybrid working. This document covers the compliance requirements, but also helps employees and managers in choosing the best option for their needs. Technology definitely plays a key role, especially now that we had to adjust the way we do things in this time of pandemic. When we at Oracle started working from home now almost 2 years ago, we've seen a change in employee behavior that transformed how we interact and work together. As such, we needed to adapt quickly to make sure that employee experience and employee engagement are addressed by leveraging on available tools and resources when it comes to analytics, learning and engagement, and HR process improvements, to name a few. Technology has been a great enabler for us at Oracle, as we are not only offer employees the customization to work in their most preferred manner to achieve the full potential, but also provides us the means to identify where skill gaps in our organization lie and how do we show them up as soon as we can to remain relevant in a very highly competitive space. Having this macro view through embedded technology into our everyday also makes us in HR very data and insights driven. We constantly monitor the impact of any decisions we make and use that to inform and support business leaders how they can continue to ensure robust, resilient growth in a sustainable fashion.
And I think all these aspects are so important, Rachna. I think any doubting Thomases that were there, you know, 2 years ago, all realized that without technology, you know, that was really our savior in many ways. Over the last 2 years. Very, very well said, Rachna. And, you also mentioned a very important point about how important it is to, you know, give visibility or not, you know, make your remote workers invisible and making sure that you're playing, you know, you have a level field, you have equity for both the remote workers, the people working in person or in the physical office, as well as your hybrid workers. So, you know, there's definitely an impact on, you know, inclusivity and within the organization with this whole hybrid work, context. It's enabling in many ways. There are also, you know, opportunities to improve and really pick up in certain areas that organizations perhaps can do a lot more. So what's your view on this particular area of inclusivity and the hybrid workplace?
Look, I always believe that if you're inclusive as an organization or as an individual, diversity follows, right? So inclusion is the first part. Inclusion and diversity has always been important, very, very critical, fundamental pillars of the organization, and everyone has been focusing on that. Now, this becomes even more critical when we are looking at this new hybrid workspace, right? So our world of work has taken a hybrid avatar, as I call it, merging work from home with on-premises. The future of the work is now centered on how you work, not where you work from. So in this new hybrid workforce, it needs an innovative strategy, one that is intentional and purpose-driven. And this strategy will not be complete if we do not take into account the impact this may have on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. In addition to this, this new setup now gives us as organizations an opportunity to expand our hiring for specially abled people. Given that working from home is an option, which now can be offered as a positive step in building a more inclusive workforce of the future. Managers must be given the tools and structures to ensure equality between remote and in-person performance management. Remote workers end up, you know, so let's look at, if I'm a manager, think about performance management, right? I will need to pay attention to that, you know, remote workers should not get lower performance evaluation or fewer promotion just because they are not seen in the office. Transparent communication practices help ensure remote and office-based employees remain equal. A lack of open and honest communication has the greatest negative impact to employee morale. Organizations will need to put in place processes and procedures to ensure the actions and the outcomes of informal, in-person communication are shared with others where relevant. Where possible, all formal communication should be written or recorded so all employees can receive the messages. When the right channels and structures are established, communication is never disrupted.
No, I think you've given us so much practical and, detailed inputs on, you know, really managing the whole elephant, I can say, of, you know, how we get back to work. A lot of direction as well, Rachna. I think this can be like a little bit of a toolkit for organizations. You know, you've covered every aspect from the compliance to the practical, you know, even from a people manager perspective. And, you know, I have really personally gained a lot from this conversation with you. So thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure and a learning for me to have had this conversation with you, and look forward to many more sessions with you.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Arshna. I really enjoyed our dialogue. Thank you for the opportunity.
So thank you once again. And for all our viewers, thank you for joining in this conversation that Rachna and I had on translating workplace flexibility into employee equity, part of our leadership conversations on all things work, brought to you by Sherman Oracle. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.